How are you, Duke?
Oh, I'm pretty good, if you don't mind, if I don't mind saying it. life is swell. It, of course, it's quiet for me. I don't move around except when I'm going to work or going to joy. I hate to call it work these days because it's still not work to me. It's just such a pleasure to still do what I love doing and enjoy doing, and especially my trip to the UK.
I know. I tell you
what. It's the best part of the year for me, honestly.
I tell you what, my friend. Do you realize, it's about 15 years since we last spoke?
No, I didn't realize it was that long. Wow. I can't wait to get over there now, this time. This will be my last singing tour to the UK. I know I won't be around as an entertainer with the Four Tops in another 2 years. So, I'm not retiring yet, but it's coming up very shortly.
I don't believe you, Duke. I don't believe you.
I don't believe I said it, but I know my body, and it's pretty much time.
Get out of here.
On stage, if it was just me just appearing on stage, I could do that for another 10 years easily.
Yes.
But it's a lot of the things that lead up to that has become a little cumbersome. I'm not a young man, I'm not a kid, and a lot of the travels have made it fairly difficult.
Hey, but I tell you what, mate, you're coming to Liverpool in October with the Temps and your special guests, Odyssey, and it is a total sellout.
Wow. Oh, that's great news. Already?
Yeah, already.
That is wonderful. We've been experiencing how people, after, the big surge of the pandemic, how people are so happy to be out again.
Yes.
And enjoying concerts. That just thrills us to no end. It just makes the whole night just thrilling and complete joy and happiness, and loving. It's just wonderful to see all those smiling faces. They can't wait to show you how happy they are to be out.
Well, I tell you what, my friend. You're sounding so elated after the pandemic and everything, but how are the rest of the band? How's the Tops?
Oh, well, we're doing fine. We have a new lead singer that wasn't with us the last time we were over there.
Yep.
He's doing great. We're doing wonderful. We just had some dates with the Beach Boys, and we've had so much fun with them.
I know.
And we've talked about how the world has treated us in such a blessing way.
Yeah.
And we had just an enjoyable time. So to me, this is the most enjoyable time, almost like at the beginning of my career, when everything was new, beautiful, exciting, and every step you took was brand new. Well, it started to feel like that because it's getting to, this will be the last time I'll maybe have those great feelings. And I don't know how I'm going to work with that, but I'm preparing myself.
Well, I tell you now, you're not only an entertainer these days, Duke, are you? You're an author because you brought your book out.
Yes, it's doing fairly well.
Yeah?
And it is the true story of the Tops and how we started and how things getting along. And I've also turned that book into a musical that I'm working on.
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
I'm bringing it to the West End after our grand opening in Detroit. I wouldn't miss it. Those are my two favorite cities, my hometown and the country of the UK. It's definitely my favorite over all the engagements, over Las Vegas, over the islands, the Hawaii, over all everything.
Fantastic.
It's the greatest. It really is, honestly.
So there you go, So you're just contradicting yourself. You're not going to retire, because you're taking the book onto the musical world now, and you're going to be doing it
I'm just retiring from singing on stage, that's all. I'm just taking another chapter and another step into the business. Absolutely, you're right.
What fascinated me, Duke, was this. When you pick the book up and you start reading through, how you and Levi got together as neighborhood pals in a football team.
Yeah. Well, that's how it happened, just by chance, you know. But the first time I saw him, and at a regular, like, vaudeville-type show, and he was a young guest star. When I heard him sing, you know, of course, I didn't know then that we would be mates. I was just thrilled. I said, gee, this guy can sing. I can feel every word he's saying, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I just hurried to meet him, not knowing that a few years later, our paths would cross, and we would become lifetime buddies.
I know.
It's amazing. It's been an amazing life, honestly.
It's a fantastic journey, and do you know what? You're still on it. You know, you're still on it, because, yes, as I say, Liverpool sold out. They can't wait for you to come here.
Wow, that is amazing. That's such great news. Well, you know, I can't wait to get there. You might see a tear in my eyes, because I would certainly miss that wonderful reception by all the beautiful people there. And for so many years, you all have made us feel like your favorite Rolls Royce
that
you would drive if you had one, honestly. So it's such a pleasure.
I know.
And all the guys, everybody's excited about coming. Some, you know, especially the new lead singer, he hasn't been over there as a tour with us. And so he's completely excited. You know, and I told him, well, you should be, because you're going to feel on the stage like we have just put out a record and they're enjoying it.
Unbelievable, mate.
Well, I can't. Yeah, and that's the way it feels.
I know. Yes. I mean, a pal of mine said to me, you know, you're going to talk to the main man. You're talking to Duke. Does he have a favorite Four Tops song? Now, I know that's a bit difficult for you, my friend, but do you?
Yeah, well, it is extremely difficult, because I have two or three which are my top favorites. But since I have to pick one, I'm going to pick our first release as a hit, which was Baby, I Need Your Lovin', simply because that was life-changing. Right away, our whole life changed, our perspective.
Yeah.
We could see part of our dreams coming true. And it just changed our life. You know, we start feeling recognized and loved by the world.
That's right.
And, you know, that first feeling, that you just can't take that away.
No.
So that's still, I have to say, is my favorite. Even though we had bigger records.
I know.
That's my favorite.
Do you know what? I've just played Baby, I Need Your Lovin', Duke. Before I played Do What You Want to Do, because, you know, that's one of my all-time favorites, Do What You Got to Do.
Oh, great. That, you know, is a nice song.
But do you know what else I really enjoy listening to is the Four Tops version of MacArthur Park.
Oh, now, you know what, something? That really is my favorite outside of our big records. That is, I just love that song.
Yeah.
And I love the way Levi sang it. He did a great rendition.
Didn't he? Hey, unbelievable.
He made you feel it.
Yes.
You know? And you're trying to figure out, well, what does he really mean by that?
I know. You know, I can hear him singing it now when he's getting to the pitch of when someone left the cake out in the rain.
Absolutely. and that's a great sentence. And sometimes I feel like that's it now. I wonder, did I ever leave the cake out in the rain? and it came to my mind, there's something like that happened in my life, which, you know, I won't mention what it is. And so I let that apply to me and my life sometimes. But that's an amazing song.
It is an amazing song, mate. Yeah, and you do it.
Musically and lyrically.
Yeah, you do. You do it so well. So well, yeah, mate.
Thank you.
You know. I know you've got a busy schedule, and I do thank you for allowing us into your home this morning. Can you just sort of give a little bit of a retro to the late, great Lamont Dozier, who's just recently passed?
Oh, one of my greatest friends. I was really heartbroken. I never knew that there was a possibility of him passing to me at this particular time. To me, still an early age.
Yes.
When he was here at Motown, him and I were like real palsies.
We did.
You know, we would go out together at nights. We'd have lunch and dinners together. And he's such a great chef. He cooks. He cooks like one of the best chefs in the world. The first time he had me over for dinner, I couldn't believe it. He had about 10 or 12 dishes, and they were superb. as well prepared in the looks and the taste as any chef in the world. I did not know he had that kind of a talent. But he is surely missed. I hadn't seen him in a few years, but I had talked to him. And he was heartbroken when his wife passed away.
Absolutely.
And I know that. So sorry.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Duke. Thank you for that, because we did tributes to him in Liverpool, because he was a well thought after man and wrote some great songs for everybody on Motown, as you know.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I mean, even after Motown, even after leaving Holland.
Yeah.
He did songs for us on a couple of labels. And he was just a great guy.
Yes.
Aside from being a wonderful talent, you know, he could sing, he could write, he could produce. He was just incredible.
Well,
certainly missed.
I know. Yeah. Well, from one guy who was an absolute superstar, who's up there looking down on us, to one who's got his feet firmly on the ground, like you, my friend. We look forward to seeing you in Liverpool with the Tops and the Temps, and also Odyssey, because, as I say, that's going to be one heck of a night in Liverpool.
Well, I'm going to be more excited than the audience, believe me, because I'll say, wow, Duke, this is going to be the last time you have this feeling here in Merseyside. So, well, that's sometimes everything happens in time.
You take care, my friend, and you take care. Good luck with the book, and when the musical's out, we'll certainly have you back on again and talking about the musical and where it's going to.
I'll be wonderfully happy to be able to do that. Thank you so much for having me.
You take care, Duke. Stay safe.
All right, buddy.
Bye now. Bye-bye. There we go, the one and only Duke Fakir from the fabulous, fabulous Four Tops. October 2nd, Liverpool. Yes. The M&S Bank Arena, Four Tops, Temptations, special guests, Odyssey.